Czech composer Leoš Janáček was born in 1854 in Moravia, a region with a rich heritage of folk music. Janáček, whose fame as a composer came late in life, became known for infusing his classical music with these folk elements. Now there's a new recording of the composer's music by András Schiff. Tom Manoff has this review.
The piano music of Leoš Janáček is biographical, often sad, and set as miniature narratives of the soul. It chronicles the composer's journey through a world he often found uncertain. This is called In the Mist, and it's the title piece of this new CD. Composed in 1912, when Janáček was nearly 60, it's a psychological portrait of self-doubt. Still relatively unknown as a composer, Janáček was concerned that his music had not found its rightful place in the world. Janáček decided to explore his disappointment in this piece, which makes the music especially poignant. If Janáček was uncertain about the world's passion for his music, he was never uncertain about his passion for the world's music, especially the folk songs and dances of Moravia. Although trained in the German tradition, Janáček decided that his musical truth lay not in the concert halls and salons of Vienna, but in the forests and villages of his Czech homeland, where ancient melodies held mystery and honor. This piece is called They Chattered Like Swallows, and it's the composer's impression of the songs of birds and the sounds of village life. They Chattered Like Swallows is one of 15 folk-based miniatures, a collection Janáček called On an Overgrown Path. I consider this collection one of Janáček's greatest works, and in this recording by pianist András Schiff, a deeply felt journey of remembrance. Here's another piece from the collection that also imitates the song of a bird. Roughly translated, it's called The Barn Owl Has Not Flown Away. In Moravian folk culture, the hooting of an owl was an omen. It let the village know that death was near. The greatness of Janáček's music is its purity of spirit, and what makes this recording of his music so powerful is the pure and tender spirit of András Schiff, a pianist who knows that only the inner poetry of music should create the outer effect of its sound. On this CD, András Schiff has captured Janáček's troubled heart, a heart troubled in part by the way classical music can sometimes seem too distant from the musical and poetic lives of ordinary people. Janáček's response to that void was to subject the classical tradition to folk music's fire, a hearth in which the spirit is made clean and calm.
Our music critic is Tom Manoff. He reviewed Leoš Janáček, A Recollection.
Thank you. Our program is directed by Catherine Simmons, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Redpath, and Rhonda Ray.
At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Ted Clark, Bob Duncan, Martha Wexler, Jeff Sandman, Douglas Roberts, Dee Dee Skanky, and Rena Advani.
Librarians include Denise Chen, Catherine Baer, Robert Goldstein, and Giselle Foss.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.